Okej, jag kanske börjar med 101 Radio Krishna och kanske till sen Talking Head. Alltså det här, vad kommer vi att bli i nästa liv? What will we actually become in our guitar talking head? What are we actually going to become in our next lives? You know, you got the Christians there, at least in those days, when I used to speak to them, trying to philosophically, whatever. You know, you, if you don't accept that specific Son of God or prophet or as God and as the only true way and so on, then and get salvation, then you will go to hell or something, or what? And stay there forever. Or, so, but of course, reincarnation, that you, that we go somewhere after this life, which kind of befits us, an environment that, you know, suits our nature, so to speak, whether it's heaven or hell or in between, namely earth again. Makes sense. So I remember Prabhupada saying that many people would take birth as animals. And actually, although you could think of that as a kind of, you know, creature coming down on the materialist civilization and the ignorant people of the West who are not Hindus or something, but actually, when I look at people today, I mean, just walk around, sit on cafes, or whatever, listen to what people talk about, look at what people are doing, learn to know people, with, study the mentality and, you know, the life that this person seemed to have. And I mean, not judging, but just trying to analyze, really. I think many people, they are rather, proper as to say, the motorbike guys, they will become wasps in their next life. Of course, you can joke about it too. But, you know, there's this mentality, I just want to go fast as anything, and have this cool-looking helmet on, which actually makes them look a little like wasps. Maybe that's why he was saying that. But anyway, you know, the mentality, what do the animals do? I mean, they eat, they fight, struggle for survival, they have sex, yeah, they have some fun, especially when they are little kids, yeah, and they got their families, and they like to be with the family, and have something to eat, and have a home, and that's about it, right? As far as we know about the animals, I mean, maybe they're sitting there philosophizing in their homes or caves or whatever, deeply. What do we know? But I mean, studying someone from your appearance and activities and that, you can learn something about the mentality and frame of mind of that person. And you know, they're just the facts, and animals don't seem to have a developed language, although they seem to communicate in other ways, mentally or whatever. Anyway, we consider animals. If I call you an animal, you will be insulted. But really, many people, they are not more, much more than that. I mean, their lives are not more, about more than that, right? I do my work, get some salary, make some money, buy some food, some drink, some this and that. Find someone to have sex with, get a home, have a family, survive, get more food for everyone in the family. You know, I mean, it's just the same for us. But, I mean, human life is more than that. And just the fact that we are talking about these things, and of course we can just look at so many people, you know, who are into beautiful art and knowledge, skills, philosophy, higher personal development, self-realization, and, you know, love, this higher, elevated, virtuous qualities of life. So, and that's what you find there, and that's what Prabhupada was kind of talking about, that, hey, the knowledge I'm giving you is about that, the actual life, the higher, happy, bright life, where you're not there governed by the law of the jungle. Which you see that many people today, even maybe especially those who are leaders today, seem to be under. Let's beat the others and take what they have. Me happy, you loser. Well, we find it, but we also find on the other side of the planet, you could even say, on the other side of the world, mentality-wise, but, you know, let's cooperate, let's help each other out in such a way that everyone can be happy, then I'm also happy even more, so. So, which is, of course, the thinking that leaders should have real good. Should have. So let's get the real good leaders and become such. If we are leaders and if we are followers, let's follow those and not the other psychopath, greedy, cruel ones. So yeah, that's it for now.